Democratic State Senator Kathleen Vignott has made health care issues a major part of her first term. Yet she is opposed to a statewide smoking ban the governor says could cut health care costs.
I think it's completely unenforceable in the rural areas. I think that we can't change people's behavior by standing them out in the cold. And I think that it's up to the taverns to decide how they want to run things. People should have a choice. They have a choice to go to a country bar or a rock bar or a quiet bar or a noisy bar. They should be able to choose whether to go to a smoky bar or a not smoky bar.
Vignott is from Alma and represents a very rural district. Her neighboring senator in western Wisconsin is Republican Sheila Harsdorf from River Falls. Harsdorf supports the smoking ban.
It is something we know it's not healthy. It's costing us in health care costs, and we need to encourage healthy lifestyles.
Plus, Senator Harsdorf says the current patchwork of local smoking bans creates an unfair advantage for some taverns. But Vignott is adamant any ban should remain a local issue. Neither senator thinks this statewide smoking ban should be in the budget bill at all. But political strategists say if it stays attached to the budget, it has a better chance of passing, unless those Democrats like Senator Vignott are willing to vote no on a budget because of the smoking ban. Meanwhile, both senators oppose the governor's plan to help balance the budget by raising cigarette taxes again. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.